Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Mem Zayin 147. This song continues the final songs of praise in Tehillim that we say every morning in the Psukei Dezimra. We ended the last song of praise, 146 Kuf Mem Vav, by pointing out Hashem's special connection with Tzion, with Zion, and this song expands on that connection. It is a song that celebrates not only his unique relationship with Zion, or as we'll see, Yerushalayim, but his unique relationship with all of the Jewish people. And let's begin Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Halleluka, that intense word of praise that is used as an introduction for the song, because this song is all about praising Hashem. Ki tov zamra Elokeinu, for it is good to sing to our God. Ki na'im na'ava sehila, for praising Hashem is pleasant and it is so appropriate. This is what we should be doing. The Metzudas Dovah translates it a little bit differently, that ki na'im na'ava sehila is not referring to the praise that is pleasant, but rather Hashem is so good, He is so pleasant, and therefore it is appropriate to praise Him. So the mood of this song is feeling good, feeling like you want to sing, feeling like everything is pleasant. It is not a song of Musar, as we will see as we continue. And what do we sing? Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim. Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes. He will gather in the dispersed of Israel. We're talking about Kibbutz Golios, when all the ingathering of exiles. And the Medrash says in Shohar Tov, it's not just talking about people that we know of, wherever they may be around the world, but even the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes. The Medrash says even Korach himself will be brought back. So to some extent that happened in the past after Golus Bavel, after the Babylonian exile, and in the future it will once again happen where all the dispersed will come back together again. But notice the beginning of the Pasuk, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, it's written in the present. Hashem is in the process of building Yerushalayim even now. It's not something that will happen, it's happening in the moment. Let's continue with Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Harofei lishvurei lev, Hashem heals the brokenhearted. Umechabesh latzvosam, and He bandages their pain. Notice again, it's written in the present. Yes, in the future Hashem's going to bring everyone back, but in the meantime Hashem heals us. Hashem nurses us. And just think about it. Our dream and our focus is Uvenei Yerushalayim. Our focus is that we want Yerushalayim to be built. And Hashem's focus right now is Bonei Yerushalayim. He's building Yerushalayim. Just that understanding gives solace to those who are suffering in pain before we get to that place of Kibbutz Golios, all coming back together in Yerushalayim. And why does He want us all to come back to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael? Why is He building Yerushalayim so we can all return? Pasuk Dalet. Monem mispar lekochavim, lekulam shemos yikra. Hashem counts the numbers of stars and gives a name to each one. Now, people can't count the stars. As we know, Hashem says to Avram in the beginning of Bereshis, Habet na hashamayma, look up in the heavens, usfar hakochavim, and try to count the stars. Im tuchal isparosam, if you think you're able to count them. You can't count the stars. You won't be able to count the number of children that you will have, how many descendants you will have. People can't count the stars, but God can. And the Medrash and Shmos Rabbah tells us that because Hashem loves us, He compares us to stars, that He counts and gives a name to every one of them. What's the idea of the name of the stars? The idea of the name of the stars is that each star has a function. Each star is a mazel, says the Radak. A mazel is from the language of nozel, of flowing. From each star flows direction to absolutely everything in the world. There is a purpose for every star. And just like there's a purpose for every star, there's a purpose for every person that Hashem created. And therefore, each one of us has a unique tafkid, a unique responsibility that has a name to it. Think about it. What we're basically saying is, wow, I'm a star. And Pasuk Hey, Gadol Adoneinu V'Rav Koach, how great and full of strength is our Master, is our Creator. L'svuna so ein mispar, His understanding is infinite. It's beyond any number. Now, we can't count stars, but Hashem can count the stars. It says it very clearly that Hashem counts the stars. But Hashem is beyond any number that could exist. And therefore, Pasuk Vav, Ma'odeid Anavim Hashem, Hashem supports the humble. Mashpil Rasha'im Adei Aretz, He brings the wicked ones down to the ground. We are very important, and Hashem is so great that He takes care of every single one of us and makes sure that ultimately anything that's evil, anything that's wicked, will not exist. So as we begin the first part of the song, we're going home. Hashem is building our home in Yerushalayim, and the family will come together. Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes. And no one will be left out, for Hashem sees everyone and supports them. For everyone has a name, and everyone counts. So of course I love praising Hashem. It makes me feel so good. Ki na'im na'vasi la. It makes me feel good to praise Hashem. And now we continue on to part two of the song. Pasuk Zayin. Enu la'Hashem besoda. Call out to Hashem in thanks. Zamru le'lokeinu b'chinor. Sing to Hashem with the harp. Add to your excitement by adding instruments. Pasuk Ches. We're not only thanking Hashem for healing our wounds and building Yerushalayim, but now we're talking about the rain. Hamechaseh shamayim ba'avim, who covers the heavens with clouds. Hamechin la'aretz matar, who prepares rain for the earth. Hamatzmiach harim chatzir, who makes mountains sprout with grass. So first we have the clouds, then the rain, and then the growth of the grass. Nosein la behema lachma, he gives to the animal her bread. Livnei orev asher yikra'u, to the raven babies that call out, he also gives bread. And specifically, the idea of the ravens could be representing all the birds, because ravens is a big family of birds. So when birds chirp, it's as if we're hearing them call out to God, please give me, and then Hashem answers them and gives them food. But Chazal also explained that the orev is characterized as a particularly cruel bird. And Rashi tells us that the mother orev, the mother raven, leaves their young in the nest. But nonetheless, Hashem makes them have food. He brings them little worms and little fleas that come into the nest and then gives the raven to eat, because the raven called out. Now, what determines who Hashem is going to give to? Pasuk Yud, Lo bigvuras hasus yechpats. He does not desire horsepower. V'lo b'shokei ha'ish yirtze. He doesn't want the thighs of man. What makes Hashem decide to give to somebody is not because they're so strong. That isn't what impresses Hashem. Rather, what impresses Hashem, what makes Hashem give them food and take care of them, is Rotzeh Hashem es yirei'av. Hashem wants those who fear Him, es hameyachalim l'chasto, who hope for His kindness. We have to look towards Hashem. Now let's go back over Pasuk Zayin Ches and Tes, because it begins with thanking Hashem, and Hashem brings rain, and then Hashem brings food, and Hashem desires those who look towards Him. And we see this concept at the very beginning of man's creation, the beginning of Bereishis, Perek Beis, chapter 2, verse Dalet, verse 4. Adam goes into the world, and the world was a brown world. There was no vegetation yet in this world. And the pasuk says, V'chol siach hasadeh terem yiyeh ba'aretz. And all the trees of the field were not there yet in the ground. V'chol esav hasadeh terem yitzmach. And all the greenery of the field had not yet sprouted. So it was as if it was ready to go, but not there yet. Why? Ki lo himtir Hashem Elokeinu al ha'aretz. Because Hashem had not brought down rain upon the ground. Why was there no rain? V'ha'adam ayin la'avodas es hasadeh. Because man was not here to serve or to plow the land. And Rashi explains there, l'fisha adam ayin, because man was not yet created at the beginning of creation. V'ein makir b'tova son shel gshamim. And he was not there to appreciate the rain. When Adam was born, when Adam came into the world, and he knew that we needed rain, he davened for rain, and rain came down, and the plants sprouted and grew, and Adam thanked Hashem, and hence began the relationship of davening to Hashem for rain, and then Hashem brings down rain, and then our plants grow. So we learned from the very beginning of time, Rotzeh Hashem es yireiav, Hashem desires those who fear him, those who recognize him, es hamiyachalim lachasdo, those who hope in his loving kindness, and are ready then to say thank you. And there's no better place to learn this lesson than in Eretz Yisrael, than in the land of Israel, where Yerushalayim is the capital city. When describing Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Ekev, it says, Limtar Hashamayim Tishtemayim, that Eretz Yisrael is characterized by the fact that it gets nourished by rain, unlike Egypt, which had its source of irrigation, the Nile River. If you want water to irrigate your fields in Egypt, you walk down to the Nile River and get the water. If you want water in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, to irrigate your fields, you have to hope for rain. And how do we hope for rain? We learned this in the very beginning of time with Adam. It's that you have to daven for rain. And that creates this relationship between man and God that's in this pasuk. Rotzeh Hashem es yireiav. Hashem desires those who fear him, those who really want and await for his chesed. And now we move on to part three of the song. It's talking to Yerushalayim itself. It's as if we're having the city sing with us, or it could be also referring to the people of Yerushalayim. And we say, Pasuk Yud Beis, Shabchi Yerushalayim es Hashem, join in our praise, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, praise God. Halali Elokayach Tzion, praise your God, Tzion, because Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki Chizak Berichei Sharayach, because he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has created Yerushalayim as a strong city where the enemies are afraid to come in. Beirach Banayach Bekirbeich, he has blessed your children in your midst. Your children will be so successful, and the enemies won't want to come in, or they'll be afraid to come in. It'll be such a strong city. And ultimately, that strength of Yerushalayim will bring to Pasuk Yudalet, Hasam Gvulech Shalom, who puts in your borders peace. Chelev chitim yesbi'ech, with the cream of the wheat, he satiates you. There will be peace. There will be prosperity. And we want the song to end right there, but it doesn't. The praise continues with Pasuk Tesvav, Hasholech imraso aretz. He sends his command to the earth, Ad mehera yarutz devaro. How quickly his command runs. Hashem quickly tells the ground, Pasuk Tezayin, and then Hanosein Sheleg Katsamer, who brings snow like wool. And Mitzvah Stavit says wool is white, snow is white. It could also be that just like wool insulates a body, a person, so does the snow insulate the earth. Kfar Ka'efer Yefazer, he scatters frost like dust. Mashlich Karcho Kfitim, he sends out his ice in pieces. Hail comes down. Lifnei Karaso Mia Amod, who can stand before his cold? Wait a minute, we're reading words of praise. How do we feel in this pasuk, or as we're reading these psukim? We see harshness. We see the discomfort of the cold of nature. But at the same time, pasuk yitches, sometimes things which seem harsh and cold, it's still irrigating. It's still rain. And yishalach devaro v'yamsem, he sends out his word, and all of a sudden the ice melts. Yashav rucho yizlu mayim, he blows his breath, and the water flows. The snow turns into refreshing water that irrigates the fields. Maybe this is the song of Yerushalayim. In the moment, life may not be so easy, but it's still rain, and that which may be harsh is ultimately going to nourish the fields, nourish us, and eventually it will melt and we'll feel that warm water as well. And now in conclusion, in the same way that Hashem tells nature what to do, Pasuk Yutes, Magid Dvaro LeYaakov, he tells his word to Yaakov, Chukav U'Mishpatav LeYisrael, his statutes and laws to the Jewish people. At the same time that Hashem is building Yerushalayim and getting ready for the ingathering of exiles, the Kibbutz Golios, he's also telling us what we can do to make it happen. But at the same time, remember, this song isn't a song of heavy musar. It's a song of praise. It's a song of shevach. It's a song of singing. Pasuk Chaf. So what Why are we so excited about the fact that Hashem gives us these laws? Because Hashem's words, Hashem's directives are a privilege, not a burden. Pasuk Chaf, Lo asa kein l'chol gai. Hashem did not do this for any other nation. Umishpatim bal yada'um. And they have no understanding of the laws. It's unique to us as Jewish people. And for that, we're praising. The Midrash Shochar Tov explains, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem is building Yerushalayim through our zemer, through our song, through our tehillah, through our praise, and that's what's appropriate to do. And ultimately, that is what will bring Yerushalayim to be rebuilt. Now, at this time, we're approaching the Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks, a time of intense mourning over the Beis HaMikdash. And we need to feel sad and mournful, and that sadness will inspire us to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash or do what we can to change ourselves so that God will build it much faster. That is our work for this time of the 3 weeks. But before that time, let us try to bring so much joy and appreciation into our lives. Let's feel the pleasantness that Hashem showers upon us. And we hope and pray that that energy of joy will bring the Geula and we won't need to be in the place of the Bein HaMetzarim. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.